The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
It is so nice to have you along with me on this beautiful Thursday. I am so excited about this cool weather. It does kind of put us in the mood for the holiday season. And isn't it nice to have something different, something fun to look at? And that's exactly what I've done today in preparing for this show. I'm going to dig back in the archives to 13 months ago. And that means pre-COVID. That means pre-lockdowns. In fact, that's pre our getting our studios done. You might even hear a reference to that because this program was recorded in my home in November of 2019. It's when Dan and Noel Huey dropped by. Now, they are incredible musicians. They are currently living in the Philadelphia area. And they are just amazing violinists. Dan's also an incredible guitar player. Noel also plays keyboards. For a number of years, they toured with a band called the Riley Band, made up by John Riley, a musician also from that area of the country. And they toured everywhere for a number of years. Now they're doing things primarily in that part of the country, in the Northeast, but they also do, and you'll hear them talk about touring overseas, and you may hear references again that would not reflect the way our country has been this last year, because all of this, again, was pre-COVID. But I think it's fun. I think you'll enjoy their talent. There's going to be singing involved. So let's get right into it. From the archives of Afternoons with Mike. I'm recording this program in my own home, and there's a reason for it. Because I have some friends from Philadelphia. They traveled with a band called Riley. Mm-hmm. And now they are, we're going to be hearing what they're doing, actually. I'll let you be part of that as well. But today, my guests are Dan and Noel Huey. They are the parents of four delightful young girls, and they're returning back home via Orlando from the Caribbean because they were on a wonderful cruise. Mm-hmm. So welcome, first of all, Dan and Noel.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be back.
It's great to have both of you in my home, the home that we've just moved into ourselves. And so this is you guys have the distinction of recording the first radio program in our home here. That's nice. Great. Not saying that we'll do that many of them from here, but
you
I'm glad.
Should. It sounds amazing.
Well, it's nice. It's a makeshift studio here. Dan and Noel are known to my family from being in the band Riley. That's mm-hmm. the band that I first... I guess heard you guys. The distinct thing about the two of you is that you are both crazy violinists, and your music, I say crazy in a great way,
yes.
An amazing way. One of the most exciting musical duos that I've ever seen. Wow. When you guys step to the front of the stage and each of you have a violin in hand, are you going to be able to do that today? Did you both bring or?
We do have our violins.
Well, I know one, you've got your violin.
No one to accompany us if we both play violin.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. we'll have the music coming up in the next segment. But I know that Dan's a great guitar player as well. Dan, let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about how you came to know Jesus. Where did you grow up?
Sure. I grew up right outside Philadelphia. My parents, I am Chinese. Not sure if you could tell that from my voice, but for those listening, I am Chinese, and my parents were raised and in America, and I was raised in America, and they taught me about Jesus at a very young age. Went to a Chinese Christian church,
okay,
and so even at a young age, I was exposed to the gospel, which I'm very grateful for. And in middle school, I made a declaration of my faith, got baptized, and really was aware from my whole life the gravity of sin, the gravity of the afterlife. And so I'm so thankful for my parents and their leadership in guiding me to the Lord. And so I came to, I would say, start walking really in middle school.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So that is such a wonderful heritage to have. When a guy like yourself can say, my parents led me, I came to know Jesus in middle school,
the
stuff that you've been able to, and I know we all are sinners and we all deal with things, and it doesn't mean that you've had a life free from some of the woes, but the other side of it is you had some freedom from some of the things that people go through who don't know Jesus.
Absolutely.
All the way into high school or beyond. And so it's great.
Yeah.
What a story. Mm-hmm. How about you, Noelle? What was your background?
Well,
did you also grow up in Pennsylvania?
I did. We didn't meet until college, but I mean, a different background, but I was also raised in a Christian home, and that's kind of the first thing that I remember is church and church events. And back in that time, there was, we didn't call church because it was the movement my parents were in. You called it corporate meeting.
Mm-hmm,
because the church wasn't the building, it was the people, you know, and they sort of grew out of that Jesus movement of the 70s. And so we went to corporate meeting when I was a kid.
Right. And I was part of that same movement.
Yes, I know. Think we have similar backgrounds.
Yes, indeed. And so we called the church building a facility.
Yes. And very corporate, isn't it?
I remember that.
Yes, and now we've sort of come full circle. We have a sanctuary again.
Oh, do you? Yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
Finally.
That is something. And so Pennsylvania is an area unlike down in Florida. People who have never traveled to Pennsylvania really don't know the beauty of your part of the country up there. And there's so many wonderful things. How do you, you've traveled down the Caribbean now. When you look back, did you take annual trips to Florida? Was that something your family did?
No, actually, I went to Disney World once when I was 11. And other than that, really, we didn't come south much. We mostly stayed up in the Northeast, you know, went to little trips here and there, Jersey Shore. And this is kind of exotic for my family growing up. We kind of were mostly home. But the seasons are beautiful in Pennsylvania. And right now, especially, it's really pretty. It's getting chilly, but we have those beautiful fall leaves.
You have those few weeks where the trees change and it's gloriously.
Yes, it is. It really is.
Brilliantly.
It's worth it.
Yeah. But then winter happens.
Yeah.
And I've
But then we get snow, and that's beautiful too. So I like the seasons. I really do.
And I've been in Philadelphia in the wintertime when it was cold and gray.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And I just could not wait to get back to Florida.
There's some tough months where you just kind of want to just get away from it, but you have to just wait it out. Yeah.
Let's stay with you for a second, Noelle. With the music background that you have, did you start early playing in church, or was that something that you did later on?
No, I started very early. We come from a non-denominational Reformed church, and we've always had sort of a contemporary worship. I've been in the same church since I was very young, and so I started playing on the youth. We had like a youth worship team we would lead sometimes and have like a youth worshiper on stage. I feel like it was probably maybe middle school or even before I was sometimes on stage playing, because I started playing the violin when I was 7 and Dan started when he was really young, like 5. But so I would sing on stage sometimes, and then playing violin more like late middle school, high school, and then really continuously, I feel like, playing on the worship band most of my life and playing in other bands and going to open mics at coffee shops and just sitting in with anyone that would have me and being in a band too. And this is just like my whole life.
Now, because I like country music so much, I have to ask this question. Did you ever fiddle with a country band? Or
no, not a country band. I really like Irish Celtic music, that kind of fiddling. And a couple little bluegrass tunes here and there. But an odd thing, I used to actually play with a jazz trio, these three older guys. I would sit in with them and we would do these shows. So that was kind of one of my stranger, bands that I was in.
Oh.
They were all, you know, 60s, 70s, and then me. And I would, when I was like in college.
That's wonderful. Now, Dan, and before we leave this segment, tell me about your musical background, because you're not only a great fiddle player or violin player. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you fiddle as well, but you're also a great guitar player.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I grew up at the age of 6 playing the violin. So that's something that I told my parents. I love to play the violin. So in kindergarten, they signed me up for lessons in elementary school. So I've been doing that since I was 6. And then Guitar came later. I grew up in high school learning the Beatles. First song was Blackbird.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Then I loved from there, I learned the whole Beatles catalog as well as Simon and Garfunkel, which is obviously, you know, it's before, you know, they were big before I was born, but just the finger picking the melodies was what attracted me to Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, he was a great one. The Boxer, that
love
type
it.
Of a song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So you guys then met in college, and the music, did it initially or quickly together as...
Well, Noelle will tell you that I stalked her in college. Now, stalking
might... Stalk is a strong word.
That's a strong word. I followed her band. She was in a different band, and I would follow her band around because they were a great band. They were a Christian band playing at the colleges. I got her CD and I said, one day I would love to be able to play with them on stage. So I learned all... Okay, this is where it gets weird. I learned all her violin parts.
Oh my goodness. Now, I think this is actually entering the term of stalking in the right way.
This is called fandom. Fandom is different than stalking.
Yeah, yeah,
okay, we'll give you a score on that one.
In trouble there.
Yeah.
But it worked out in the end. Now we have four wonderful kids. So it all worked out. But I would follow. Now, you're right. Now that I'm saying it out loud, it does sound worse. And I would follow her band.
That's some real initiation on your part to learn all of the parts.
Go. I was taking the leadership role. I was initiating.
That's right.
I think actually it was more competitive. He was kind of like, who's this girl? Plays the violin. I think I could do this or do better than her, maybe, right?
That is partially true. Yeah.
Now, I can see, I have to interject something here. I can see this kind of bantering vocally is what I feel happens when you two play violin together.
It's true.
I think there is a give and take that is just so delightful and so amazing. It draws everybody into it.
Yeah, we are very competitive. We love to compete on stage, off stage, playing games, anything we can do. We're very competitive, so we like to let it loose.
That. I am with today Dan and Noelle Huey, and they are here on their way back up to Philadelphia. So nice to stop by and record this program with me in my home. I thank you for coming in today, and it was so much fun to hear. We were talking about the music that you guys share, and you do everything from you play guitar, Dan, and violin, and both of you sing as well, right? Yeah, both sing, and you play violin,
and
other instruments, and piano. I thought that you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do fill in, I know, oft times in other churches for worship, but you all do perform with any bands anymore? Is that something you still do?
So we have a band now called Nomads and Natives, so that's our current project. Our previous band, Riley, was together for over a decade, and it really became like a family. We traveled together for so long. And so after that sort of, we all split ways. Our lead singer, John, became a pastor with Calvary Chapel, and everybody kind of moved to the next season and had kids and is moving on. We still kind of had that itch, like, let's do the next thing. So we still would play, little things at Christmas here or there. And we had a catalog of Christmas music. So we decided to make a little Christmas EP just to see what would happen. And so we did that and we called it House Project. And it went really well. And we moved on from there and started writing some original songs and recorded an original EP. So this is a new thing for us. Although we've been in bands forever, it was a really new and different thing for us to do a project like this without the rest of the guys that we were used to being with. So we have a new band, new guys, people from church.
Mm-hmm.
And we're Nomads and Natives now. So that's what our EP is under. And we've been really enjoying this music that we're playing.
How many guys join with you?
Three other guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so we have five-piece band, which feels like home because our old band was also five pieces. So.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's, super talented and they make us sound good. So,
Do you get this far south from where you are up in Pennsylvania?
We haven't. Yeah, we should. We should come
down
and play.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that way too. So at the end of the program, we'll be sure and give your contact information now for any churches that would be hearing, and we might be able to arrange for a Florida tour for your band here. That'd be great.
Sounds great.
Now, you guys have the guitar and violin, so I'd like to go ahead and have you guys do a song here. That'd be wonderful. Is this an original, or is...
What song do you want
to
do?
Let's do Enemy. Let's do the song Enemy. This.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go
so we are married, as we've been sharing, and we wrote this song based upon a marriage seminar that we went to. And it's called Enemy, so you're thinking, what does that have to do with marriage? Well, if we know anything about, for all those married couples out there, you know that marriage is not always easy.
Not always easy and not always friendly.
Mm-mm. And so this song birthed out of our own experiences. And I'll tell you, funny thing, going to the marriage seminar about how we are not each other's enemies and we're on the same team. We had a huge, huge fight because we were remodeling our kitchen at the time.
No.
And whenever we're put under stress.
No couple has ever fought over anything like that. Never.
Oh, man. Whenever we play violin, we fight too.
So it's just funny how out of going to a church event, if anyone can relate, going to Sunday morning worship or a church event, sometimes you always seem to have the biggest fights getting to.
It's true. Church. I've heard that.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about what this song's about, and we're going to play it for you.
Hopefully it speaks for itself.
All right, here we go. This is Dan and Noel Huey and a song, original song, called Enemy.
We've been down this road before. World War III started with a slamming door. It'd be easier to part. Words go flying like daggers through the heart. I know what I want. There's no getting. You are not my enemy, even though we are.
is wonderful. Oh my goodness, Enemy, and that's a live presentation from Dan and Noelle Huey. Give us the name of the band one more time.
Nomads and Natives is what we're called, yeah.
Nomads and Natives, and your music is on Apple Music and also Spotify. And
everywhere, yes.
All these other great sources, and people can download that and buy it and hopefully buy it. And listen to the music. That's awesome. Dan and Noelle. And that's an original song, and we're going to have more. We'll have another song coming up from them in a moment. You're in tune to Afternoons with Mike right here on The Shepherd. I'll be back in just a moment. Back again here on The Shepherd for this archive. We've dug down deep to 13 months ago. And my guests today are Dan and Noelle Huey from Philadelphia. They're musicians. Let's go back to that recording right now. I've got Dan and Noelle Huey here with me today on the program, and what a delight to hear that song. Have you ever done this on radio before, where you're sitting with your instruments and kind of into one microphone? Do you guys get to do that often? Because it sounds so fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Not often. Maybe once or twice on radio. Not often.
Well, I am honored to have you here on The Shepherd, and that song was... It was much more powerful than what I was ready for. You guys have just come off of a cruise. I thought, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And again, Dan and Noelle are on their way back home from having spent a week with their delightful girls, four of them, on a cruise. And they've got to do the whole thing. So it's really, really wonderful that you guys have taken the time to come back. And I know you're tired. Cruising, vacation, sometimes you have to go home from one get some rest.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But it's
totally worth it. I mean, this is so fun for us to get to share music. It's an honor.
Well, and the name of the band one more time?
Nomads and Native. I'll tease it out for you a little bit. So the idea is that we are sort of travelers. You know, we're in our home, but, you know, we're also sort of traveling on our way home.
Right. I love the picture.
Yeah. So you can kind of visualize and mm-hmm. then help you remember. Yeah.
So Nomads and Natives, again, we talked about this in the last segment. You're doing concerts. So do you have a website where people can go?
Check out nomadsnatives.com. So all one word, nomadsnatives.com.
Nomadsnatives.com, and people can get in touch with you. And we hope they do, because you guys have a wonderful ministry, and I really appreciate how that you guys have shared your music. And, you know, being a musician myself, I know the hard work that is taken to get to where you are. And I want you to know, thank you for doing all the sacrifice, all of the times that you probably could have been doing something that you wanted to do, mm-hmm. but instead you invested in the band that you have, Nomads and Natives.
And to any kids out there, practice your instrument. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Do you find on that, I find that we're in a peculiar time frame in my mind, because so many kids today in the younger generation, they don't necessarily, a lot of them, I don't want to make a across the board generalization, but many have not yet caught on to the importance of investing time when they're young, the way you guys did. And as a result, they get older and they wish they had invested that time. What message do you have for kids that goes along with what you're saying?
If I had like a dime for every time I had a little boy or a little girl come after, you know, up after a concert, say, I wish I, or an adult rather, yeah. says, I wish I had stuck with it when I was a kid, I would be so rich. Because I think that it's hard. I mean, for us too, like you go through seasons. It's any discipline, right? I mean, reading your Bible and praying, there's going to be days where it is not fun and you just have to put in the hard work and then you really reap the rewards. So it's worth it. And you can really take music anywhere that you want to go. I think there's so many opportunities for any instrument that you want to play. I would love to tell kids just to stick with it and you can really follow your dreams and you can do whatever you want with music. Even if it doesn't already exist, you can make it. So it really enriches your life, and it's a part of your life that you won't have if you don't stick with it. So,
and you know, sometimes it takes just a little bit of inspiration to get that spark going. My son, when he was two, he had a desire to play drums, and I you know, at age two, he's banging on the drums with rhythm. And I'm thinking, how can this be? And as he got older, I tried to transition him into playing guitar, and he just wasn't into it. And then in 1997, I had a chance to go with a mutual friend, Bob Coughlin, to England. And while I was there, I had a chance to meet Matt Redman, and I brought Matt Redman's CDs back with me. And so I'm introducing Matt Redman via CD to my son, who was a drummer and no interest at all in guitar. And David listened to those CDs for about 2 weeks. And he came to me after about 2 weeks and he said, "Dad, it's about time I learned to play guitar."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, Matt Redman, thank you very much.
He did it for you, yeah.
He did a good job of inspiring David to play guitar. So, you guys have another song?
Yeah.
What's the setup for this one?
Okay, so we're going to play a song called Kansas. And so I don't have a piano with me today, but one day I was sitting at the piano and just thought, you know, this living here where we live, and our album was called Till We Are Home. So we had this sort of idea of writing about nomads and natives sort of traveling on our way. And I thought, well, you know, in The Wizard of Oz, you know, everything's black and white. And then all of a sudden, Dorothy wakes up in Oz and everything's in color. And I'm a big C.S. Lewis fan. And and so just this idea of he had written a book about how heaven, everything was real and had three dimensions. And it was sort of like the Shadowlands was where we live now.
Yes.
And so I thought, oh, what if we could translate that into a song where we're sort of traveling on our way? And so this is the song and it's called Kansas. So that's the setup. Yeah.
I love it. Well, let's hear it. This is Nomads and Natives. I know them as Dan and Noel. And the song is Kansas.
We'll need a second chance, 'cause we are broken, torn apart. Is there a place where I can go to fill the longings of my heart? Where I'll be seeing colors far beyond imagination. We don't have these kinds of rainbows while we're living here in Kansas. Leaving sorrows with our hopes and expectations. We don't have these kinds of rainbows while we're living here in Kansas. Faith to understand, a courage for the great unknown, where black and white will disappear, 'cause truly there's no place like home. Where I'll be seeing colors far beyond imagination. We don't have these kinds of rainbows while we're living here in Kansas. Leaving sorrows with our hopes and expectations. We don't have these kinds of rainbows while we're living here in Kansas. And one day we will finally see things as they were meant to be. Life in color, not just black and white. No more pain and no more tears. A love that conquers all our fears. Life in color, not just black and white. Our minds will come to understand the impulse in the hearts of men. Life in color, not just to face life in color, not just black and
it. It's live right here in the studio. Actually, the studio today is my breakfast table.
Sorry to lean out there to get my
in my home. And I wish you all could just be here with us listening to this fantastic music. It's Nomads and Natives, Dan and Noel. And we're going to be back with them in just a moment. You're in tune to Afternoons with Mike right here on the Shepherd Radio Network. Thanks for joining us today. Back to the archive from November 2019. Dan and Noel Huey are my guests. It's my real privilege today to have a couple that I've known for a couple of years, several years actually. They were with the band Riley, and I want to talk about that in our last segment, kind of bring everybody up to date as to your life, what it was like. I'm loving to hear what it was like on the road when you were traveling as much as you were back then. And now they have their own group called Nomads and Natives. They're still based out of the Pennsylvania area, around the Philly area of Pennsylvania, and they bring wonderful music to the table. So thank you, Dan and Noel Huey. We learned in first segment about your heritage, both spiritually as well as musically. And last segment, we heard this wonderful song that you've presented. I like both songs so far, and we're going to hear one more before we're done in this segment. And, coming back now, you mentioned to me before we started recording today that you're not working full-time any longer in music, Dan. So what are you doing these days?
Sure, I actually have a day job.
A day job's a good job.
We have four kids.
Yeah, so. Right.
But I'm in medical sales. So, yeah, I'm a sales guy. I'm a sales rep.
Now, when you say medical sales, would that be like machines that are used in surgeries and things?
Well, it's diagnostics, lab diagnostics. So let's say you go to the hospital and you need to get a blood panel done, electrolyte panel done. We have instruments that test your blood to figure out if the correct levels are in there or not, and look for diseases and different things like that.
So you went to school for business, or what was your major?
That's interesting. I went to college for biomedical engineering. And I think you go to college to figure out what you love and also what you don't love. And I went to college to figure out what I didn't want to do, which was biomedical engineering. I said, I don't want to do this when I graduate. So I got into the business side of things, into sales. And it had allowed me a lot of flexibility to tour and to be on the road. So it ended up really well. God provided.
I was surprised to learn that you actually continued to work doing that while you were on the road. So your road days, those years you traveled with Riley, you weren't on the road constantly then.
Yeah, we did, I think, about an average of 120 shows per year for about a 3 or 4 year stretch. During that time, I was able to maintain my job, which is totally God's favor, God's blessing. while I was out on the road playing shows across the country in Europe, was able to maintain this job. And so it's all God. It's totally all God that it worked out that way.
That's
wonderful. And they do have, tell us a little bit about your kids.
So we have four daughters, Evie, Suki, Winona, and Ruby. So if you're in a rush, Evie, Suki, Noni, Ruby. And they are, right now we're even, so they're 10, 8, 6, and 4. About to have birthdays, but they're wonderful little girls, and we homeschool them. And so my full-time job is, at this point, taking care of the girls and, you know, music as well. But the girls come first, of course.
Full-time mom and musician and architect.
Yeah.
So my field is architecture, and I don't practice now. I stay home with the girls, but I just can't keep my hands out of design. So I'm always making something. Everyone who knows me knows I'm always in the middle of a project. So we renovated our own kitchen. I've drawn a lot of other people's kitchens and different renovations. And we've just most recently spent the whole summer renovating, hardscaping, and doing a deck in our yard. So there's always something cooking, you know?
Before we began recording today, we were talking about creative people and creative people needing to be busy. I think that there's something to be said about each and every one of us, because I firmly believe that everybody is creative in some way. Oftentimes, if they're not creative in music, or they're not creative in making literal, let's say, wall hanging art, there's this sense that they're not creative, and that's not true.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's, I was just thinking about that. That's totally an imprint of God. I think, you know, we're made in the image of God, and to be able to create something that us humans, we have something unique that we can do. Use our minds, our abilities, our gifts, our talents to create. And so whether it's music for us, I think one year we joked,
every year we have a project.
Every year we have a project. One year it's going to be music. The next year it's going to be a house project where we redo our whole house. And then the following year we'll go back to recording
an
album.
Or make an EP.
So every other year we're either making music or making like a patio or a table or, you know, something with our hands.
So an EP, for those that don't know, that would stand for, I believe, extended play.
Nobody knows that anymore.
No, because when I was young, when we'd buy a simple project, it'd be a single, but it was actually a double because there would be a B-side to the single and you'd get two songs. So on an extended play, an EP is basically a CD with about five, maybe six songs on it.
Right.
So it's not fully numbered up into the 10 or 12 songs, and that's what it is. So it's like a CD light.
Right. Well, that's what people generally are making these days.
It is, and it's a simpler. Did you record your EP in a home, or did you do it at a studio?
Maybe also because of our past experiences. We have had really great experiences with Nashville, and we've done all our albums in Nashville. We did our Christmas project, just our first project, the two of us. We did that locally in Philadelphia in a studio, but we went to Nashville and used a producer for our EP.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, I love Nashville.
Franklin, technically, right?
Franklin, yeah. Oh, awesome. Well, I'm going to hear another song. I want to hear it now. So what is this song? And tell us about, and by the way, you've written all of these songs that we've heard today, right?
We have, yeah. This song we actually co-wrote with our producer. The other two we didn't co-write, but we do love to co-write when we get the opportunity. I think it makes us stronger. So, but this song is just about someone who I was really close to, who was sort of going through a really, really hard time of their life. And we all go through that. And it's hard. You want to bear someone's burdens for them, but you can't sometimes. So the best thing that you can do as a friend is just to walk by their side sometimes and just tell them that they're not there by themselves. So that's what this song is about.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. And the song is titled Not Alone. Oh,
apart, you've been pulled at the seams, lost in the dark, and you wonder what it means. Where do you go when the road is unclear? Caught in the fog, and you're wandering here. On the shelf, want you to know you're not here by yourself.
That is wonderful. It's called Not Alone. It's been a delight to spend the time here with Dan and Noelle Huey. That last song, you had mentioned about your church being really diverse, and mm-hmm. I just have to say your CD is diverse as well. Well, how would you describe the genre of that? It kind of struck me as almost...
It's like a soulful...
Yeah.
Southern rock.
Rock, kind of. Soulful rock with definitely a gospel tinge to it.
It really did, and it had this... Almost like a spiritual. Out. Almost
exactly.
Like that.
I mean, those were some of our references as we were writing. We were trying to, you know, push that direction. That's an honor that you hear that.
I loved it. And the thing you guys are doing with your voices, you know, what you've heard so far now coming out of the break, the song that we were listening to just momentarily before coming out was a song called Don't Want to Let You Go. That was from the CD. But everything else that's been on today has been right here live recorded. So you guys do a great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So we're talking about now a couple that you... Busy couple. Mm-hmm. parents of four. Give us the ages of your kids.
10864.
That's right. We talked about that last time. They're on the even, you said.
Yep, right now.
And, of course, another year and that all changes.
Yeah.
And you guys are finding time to not only make music and to be involved with that. You mentioned being opening to come and tour, which I know you do. Do most of your concerts happen around the north part of the country, the northern east, northeast?
So actually, last summer we did a European tour. So we get to play a bunch of concerts in Europe. That was fun. But for the most part, we stay, you know, we stay relatively local. But, you know, given the right string of shows, we'll go anywhere.
That's wonderful.
We were up in, so last year we did the European festivals. This summer we did more of the American festivals, Christian festivals, Creation, Unity Fest, Michigan. Mm-hmm. So next summer, maybe
come south.
We'll come south.
So now, when you do one of those things like Creation Festival, now back in the day, those things were so wildly attended. Are they still that way?
Yeah, certain festivals have grown. Some have gotten a little smaller, but you'll still have tens of thousands of people. And it's funny, people are willing to camp out in the sun all week. And
we have actually attended Creation, both of us, as attendees as well. So it's nostalgic for us to play.
Now, that would be like one of the oldest and maybe one of the most known of the Jesus festivals that happened.
Yeah,
I think so.
Absolutely.
In Florida, of course, we had Jesus festivals as well. Mm-hmm. And they were on a campground down near the parks. But those were really great days. They gave birth. I recently had a guy on my program, a pastor who was so influenced by the music of the 70s and the 80s during the Jesus festivals. I wasn't even aware that Creation was still as big as it is, but that's really neat that that's going on.
Yeah.
But what happened at those festivals was not only music, but there was a lot of gospel teaching that was going.
Yeah,
really made a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Yeah,
definitely for both of us growing up in college, attending these festivals, hearing great messages, being to apply it, and those were definitely, as you mentioned, some of those most influential weeks of your life.
I think also hearing the compassion presentations and just, you know, opening your eyes to different things in the world, all the different presentations that were given, it was really powerful for me growing up.
What is 2019, next year we'll start calling it 2020.
That's it. 2020, that's a good year.
Yeah, 2020 vision, that's what we have here on this program. We're looking forward to seeing all that God is doing. What does it look like in this day comparing to, let's say, when you guys first started hitting the road with Riley? What changes do you see for a musician on the road?
You know, it's so different with streaming, Spotify, and we love all the streaming formats because we can get music out to people, iTunes, Spotify, but it's definitely changed the way music is released and listened to. So we're looking to record more music and release it more frequently, not necessarily as a whole album, but we have plans early next year to get back in the studio, record a few songs, release them individually one by one, and just give little bits of the album out time by time over a few months rather than just dumping a whole album out there. So we're seeing that people want just little bits and pieces. They can't take the whole, buffet full at once. They just want a little bit at a time.
Do you find that people listen differently as well because of Spotify?
Yeah. I think it's a world that we live in now is the world of singles, you know?
Yeah.
We have a few friends that are purists and they buy the album and they keep
keep
the artwork and they listen front to back. And but I mean, I myself can be guilty of making a playlist and accepting suggestions from whatever online streaming forum and discovering new bands that way. But, you know, there's always, we love listening to the radio as well. So,
you know, smorgasbord is the word that comes to my mind because when they develop a playlist, it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
Everybody does it and that listens to Spotify. They have a group and we all know that from making albums, rarely is every song on that particular project everyone's favorite. And so they'll take one, they'll take two, and they'll put that, they'll dump that in a playlist with a couple of other favorites from another band.
Right.
And so you're right. The way people listen to music is different than what it was in the 70s and 80s.
For sure.
I have over in the corner over there a record player.
Oh.
I thought I was done with record players, but I'm not done. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, record players had, they were record changers. And you guys may or not even know this. I don't know.
We had CD changer.
Well, you had a CD changer. We would put three or four albums on, and we had the deal that it would actually would drop a single LP yeah. down, and you would listen mm-hmm. to six songs in a row, one side of yeah. the LP, and then that would go, with this new technology of the arm that would swing all the way out, the next LP drops down, and so forth. Yeah. And so you would listen to six songs in a row from the same artist, but that's not that way anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think... And I'm dating us, but children of the 80s, we grew up with cassette tapes, and then the CD was like the new thing, and the shock resistant, you know, so you don't scratch your CD when you go running and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the world has changed so much
and
now.
Hello iPods.
Yeah.
And then...
And now music is invisible. It's in the air, right? It's
right.
not something that you hold.
It's in the cloud.
Right.
It's in the cloud, and it's different. On our phones.
Yeah. Our kids don't know about all of that stuff. They,
Yeah, so it's a new world, and yet thank God for the timeless message that's coming out in the songs that you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you.
When we get our new studio, you're going to be back, I hope, in Central Florida in the new year.
Yeah.
And we want you to come back and be part of our program when that happens. Talking to Dan and Noel Huey, the band, and their CD. It's got a big N and M, but it stands for Nomads and Natives. And this CD can be purchased, listened to, check it out. The website is nomadsnatives.com. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
So much for having us.
It's been a delight. Join me next time here on Afternoons with Mike right here on the Shepherd Radio Network.